Is the Food and Drug Administration using the right strategy to evaluate the next generation of COVID-19 boosters?
That's a question that's stirring debate as the agency works to make new, improved boosters available in September.
NPR Health correspondent Rob Stein is covering this. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Where do things stand with the next round of boosters?
The Biden administration is rushing to get new vaccines ready for a big new booster campaign in September. And that's because, you know, even though it kind of may feel like the pandemic is essentially over, almost 500 people are still dying every day, almost five times the number who die from motor vehicle crashes. And another surge could very well hit the U.S. hard again this winter, when the immunity people have gotten from vaccines and infections will have faded, you know, even more. But instead of authorizing the first boosters the vaccine companies produced, boosters that target the original strain of the Omicron variant, like the UK just did, the FDA wants to go with boosters that target the Omicron subvariants that are now dominating. The hope is they'll provide stronger, longer-lasting protection, and that's why the FDA decided to use an entirely new strategy to evaluate them.
Oh, but this must be like turning an ocean liner. It is challenging to change your testing regimen because it takes so many months. So what's the new strategy?
Instead of requiring the companies to test the new boosters on people, the FDA for the first time is only requiring the vaccine makers to test boosters in mice initially, and plans to make a decision based on the results of those mouse tests, not people, along with data from people the companies collected about their first stab at boosters targeting the Omicron variant.
How do independent experts or the companies themselves respond to this?
This is a big switch for the COVID vaccines, and the reaction has been mixed. Some experts say, look, billions of people have gotten the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. We know they're safe, and we know enough about how vaccines work to start handling COVID vaccines more like the flu vaccines. You know, with the flu vaccines, basically researchers decide which strain is most likely to be circulating when the flu hits every winter and switch up the strain that way. And here's Deepta Bhattacharya. He's an immunobiologist at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson.
We're going to use all of these data that we've learned through not only this vaccine, but decades of viral immunology to say the way to be nimble is that we're going to do those animal studies. We'll roll the vaccines out to the people who are at the highest risk anyway, and then we'll slowly start to make it available to the people who are at lower risk. We're really not going out too far out on a limb here.
But, you know, Steve, not everyone agrees with this perspective.
Well, what are the concerns of people who think we are going out on a limb?
The big concern is, you know, mice aren't people. The boosters may not work as well for people as they look like they work in the mice. And if regulators are going to make people wait longer for new boosters, it's crucial to get good evidence they really do work better. Here's Dr. Paul Offit. He's a vaccine expert at the University of Pennsylvania who advises the FDA.
We need to make sure that we have solid immunogenicity data in people to show that you have a dramatically greater neutralizing antibody response. I think anything short of that is not acceptable. You can't assume that what happens in mice is also true in man.
Some also worry this approach may make people even more skeptical about getting boosted, but the companies are expected to submit their data to the FDA by the end of the month, and the administration hopes to make millions of doses of the new boosters available in September.
NPR Health correspondent Rob Stein. Rob, thanks.
Sure thing, Steve.